Welcome to Tiger Talk. Are you going? See you at the festivals.
Hey, Tiger Talk fam.
Welcome to Season 6, Episode 6 of Tiger Talk.
Tiger Talk is a podcast that is written and produced by 4th and 5th grade Easterns at John Tyson Electric School of Innovation in Springdale, Arkansas.
We're your hosts. I'm Emery, and I'm in the 5th grade.
Hi, my name is Janet, and I am in the 4th grade.
Hi, my name is Roderick, and I'm in the 4th grade.
We did some research and found out that not a lot of people know about Arkansas's festivals. So this season, we are learning about Arkansas's festivals with our listeners.
We also want to use our show this season to encourage families to get out and enjoy each other in the great state of Arkansas.
Today, we are interviewing Ms. Mary Zunick. She is a cultural affairs manager for Visit Hot Springs, and she helps organize the Arkansas Cherry Blossom Festival, which is a celebration of Japanese culture.
The Arkansas Cherry Blossom Festival will be at Hot Springs Convention Center on April 11th and 12th, and the admission is free.
We always want you to learn something when you listen to Tiger Talk, so let's do our festival trivia segment.
Okay, Tiger Talk Nation, here's the trivia question for you to think about. What is the name of Hot Springs' sister city in Japan? Hanamaki, Tokyo, Kagoshima. That might be the hardest trivia we had.
We'll find out the answer at the end of today's show. My guess is Hanamaki. What do you think, Roderick?
My guess is Tokyo.
I think it is Kagoshima. Welcome to Tiger Talk, Miss Zunick. I bet you know the answer to our trivia question. Will you please tell us later?
Absolutely. I'll be happy to.
Thank you for joining us today. We read in Arkansas Living magazine that the Arkansas Cherry Blossom Festival started in 2019 because organizers realized that not everyone can travel to Japan and they wanted to share Japanese culture with their community. That's so cool.
We looked at the Arkansas Cherry Blossom Festival website and noticed some fun activities for kids and families. There's really a lot for kids and families to do at this festival. What should families get excited about doing or seeing at the Arkansas Cherry Blossom Festival?
Well, what I think is really a great thing about our festival is that it's free. So families can come, and that means everybody can come. And the things that I think would be of particular interest to kids are there are festival games. In Japan, when there's a festival, there's a whole lot of children's games. And so we have those at our festival, too. And they are free to take part in, so families can bring their children. And there's even little prizes. There's also arts and crafts for children. There's an origami booth where children can fold origami with their parents. There's calligraphy, so you can see how people write in Japan. And let's see what else. Oh, a big display of kimonos, which are beautiful. And you can hear taiko drummers, which is a really unique opportunity for people in Arkansas to hear a whole group of taiko drummers, which is a traditional Japanese drum.
That all sounds super fun.
At the festival, families can see sumo wrestling on Friday night. Wow, will you please tell us what families can expect at the All-Star Sumo Wrestling event?
Yes, sumo wrestling is a traditional form of wrestling in Japan, and it's known because the sumo wrestlers are very, very large. And this is no exception. We have the heaviest sumo wrestler in the world at 570 pounds. We also have the widest sumo wrestler who the measurement around his waist is longer than the measurement from his feet to his head. Can you imagine? And there are six sumo wrestlers, so six professional sumo wrestlers who will be there Friday night wrestling, and they will win. The person who wins out of all of the competitions will win the Cherry Blossom Cup, a trophy for the prize, the winner to take home with them.
Wow. I bet that is so much fun.
On Saturday, there will be drumming, dancing, music, and poetry demonstrations, art exhibits, and festival games. I'm sure there will be yummy food, too. Will you please tell us some of the things that families should be sure not to miss?
Well, I mentioned a few of the things earlier, but one thing I did not mention was the anime cosplay contest. We partner with our local library and they sponsor an anime cosplay contest where people can come dressed as their favorite anime character, and it is so much fun. And they even have prizes for the winner. That will be toward the end of the festival at 4:30. So even if you're not dressed up as your favorite manga character, you can still come and see, pick out which one is your favorite.
Thank you.
Do families need to register before the festival or just show up at the Hot Springs Convention Center?
They do not have to register. They can just come and enjoy all of the festivities with their family. The only thing they would need to register for is if they wanted to take one of the workshops, and there are fees associated with the workshops, but that's the only thing you would need to pre-register for. Even the cosplay contest, you can register on the day of the event.
Okay, and we will link the Arkansas Cherry Blossom Festival website in our show notes.
What is your favorite part of the Arkansas Cherry Blossom Festival?
Wow, that's a hard question. I think it's seeing the people come and enjoy learning about Japanese culture for the first time. We have a very small Japanese population in Arkansas. So for most people who live here or in this area of the United States even, this might be the only opportunity that they have had to experience the culture. So I think that's one of my favorite parts, just seeing everybody enjoy the festivities so much.
I would love that part too. Our East program started a campaign to spread positivity. What is the best way you know to spread positivity, Mrs. Zunick?
I think the best way to spread positivity is in the way we treat each other. One, you know, we are learning about Japanese culture, and that's because we have a sister city in Japan, which I'll tell you the name of soon. But we are very different from each other. We speak different languages. We have different histories, different religions. But when we come together and we get to know each other, we find out that as people, we're much more alike than we are different. So I think the best way to be positive is to look for what we have in common with other people. It doesn't have to be someone from another country. It can be someone that we go to school with or that we see in our community who may sound or look different than we do, that we need to find way to find what we have in common with them and become friends and focus on what are what we have in common.
That's a great idea.
Before we learn the answer to our trivia question, is there anything else you would like to tell us about the Arkansas Cherry Blossom Festival?
I think we've covered a lot of it. One thing that I didn't mention that there will be there, there's artwork from hundreds of postcards that were created by local student artists, which is a really neat part of the festival that we have this year. And also the opportunity to see someone dressed in a beautiful kimono. We will have a woman dancing. Her name is Masae, and she will dance two different times on the main stage in traditional Japanese, very formal kimonos.
Thank you.
Now it is time for the answer to our festival trivia.
Okay, the trivia question was, what is the name of Hot Springs' sister city in Japan? Hanamaki, Tokyo, Kagoshima.
The answer is Hanamaki.
I almost got it right. Okay, Tiger Talk fam, we hope you will check out the Arkansas Cherry Blossom Festival in Hot Springs on April 11th and 12th.
Are you going? Tiger, talk to you later. Roar.